what holds back more miracles than what you know is emotions, says the Spirit of the Lord. Waiting on something as a sign or a feeling to pass over you or through you to believe. But I say unto you that my word is the beginning of all faith. Stepping out into that place and laying hold on it against all feelings, against all emotions, against everything that would present itself as a living argument to the mind. And standing in that place and saying, Lord, against all evidence, I hold your evidence in highest regard, saith the Spirit of grace. Don't let that which belongs to the soul realm stop that which is provided for you in the spirit realm, says the Spirit of grace. Let these things be accessible to you. Bypass those places by faith and reach out and receive that which I have provided for you, against all arguments, against all things, says the Spirit of the Lord. And when these things are believed, when they're stood on and believed, then you'll see them pass into the natural realm, and things will materialize just like you're believing for, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. We had a wonderful time Friday night, and we appreciate everybody that showed up, and we're still believing God for our cameras and everything. We're kind of on a makeshift operation still, but Harry's got it figured out for the time being, so praise God. Thanks, Harry, and everybody else that's working. But Friday night was a wonderful time, and we just were able to intercede for our nation and pray over the war in Iran, and then just begin to believe God for the healing virtue that is flowing out in these. It's there for us, the miracle working. Tonight, I believe we're going to rest, and then but we'll be back on schedule next week. Hallelujah. Glory. Presence. We worship you, Jesus. If there's anything that we desire, Lord, it's your presence to come in these days and to soak us and to fill us. Lord, we're desperate for you. We're desperate for you. We give you all the praise, all the glory. We magnify you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, why do you snicker like that sometimes? I don't know, a joy comes up inside of me. Hallelujah. Do you ever get to praying in the Holy Ghost and then you get a little bit of a, every once in a while I'll get a little bit of a laughter? And it's not my normal tongue, but it's like everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. And I just go with it for a little bit. Hallelujah. He knows more than I do. And somebody says, I don't ever get that. Well, keep praying in tongues. You will. Hallelujah. And a lot of times it's so dry, and you just keep praying, and all of a sudden he'll come. Hallelujah. And when he comes, whenever he comes, it's worth everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're talking about this morning, we're going to go to some of my favorite portions of Scripture, and we're just going to meander there just a little bit. What's meander? It means to just kind of go from place to place for a bit. Hallelujah. And it's loaded with truth. Matthew or John 13, you might as well go ahead and turn there through 17. These scriptures to me are what I'd call the Holy Grail of Scripture. I mean, of the New Testament. Some of the most powerful places of Jesus talking to his disciples. And then in John 17, he just kind of, it's really amazing if you read through these. In John 17, he just kind of, they're in the room, but he just kind of fades them out and begins to pray to his Father. And it's all, they're watching, they're listening to this. But it's a rapport, it's an intimacy that Jesus is having with his Heavenly Father. And he's talking about things that they know not of, the love that I had with you and a fellowship that I had with you even before the world began. And they can only listen to this. But he's praying for them. It's an incredible 13 through 17, incredible five chapters. And it's Jesus, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the disciples all twined together. He starts saying things that thanking him for those that he has given him, and they're his, and but he's given them back to them, and oh, it's wonderful. Hallelujah. But Jesus says some things in here that are so powerful that we, you know, I'm thinking about the prophecy that he just spoke a few moments ago, and I had no intention on that. In fact, I had to check myself because some of it goes a little bit with some of the notes that I have this morning. And prophetic integrity is this. You don't want to produce something out of your own volition. So sometimes I'm a little hesitant, and then I have to have him say, yeah, go ahead, because sometimes you don't want to produce something out of your mind, but you can tell when it's the Holy Spirit. You can tell when it's that place of an anointing that he begins to speak, because what he just said to us, let's just recount for just a moment. He talked about, do you help me? And I hope you listen to these words, because it's Father God speaking from heaven through the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, what is he doing when he does that? He's prophesying. The Holy Spirit's speaking. A lot of times you'll hear me give a tongue. You can call it tongue and interpretations equal to prophecy. Or sometimes it's like Pastor Dave used to say, he'll notify me. It's like he'll catch me. I'll be kind of worshiping and then tongues will come up. And it's like the Holy Spirit begins to notify me. I'm about to do something. So pay attention. So one of the things that he said to us was that what has held back so much, so many miracles in people's lives is waiting on an emotion. And we take an emotion sometimes as a witness of that God's doing something. When in reality it starts out, our faith starts out on the blatancy of God's word. And that's where we've got to stand. It doesn't matter what you're believing for or about, or if it's for you personally. Somebody said when I saw him at the break, they said, you're just speaking straight to me. God was speaking straight to me. Because he said, I've been trying to go in and hadn't felt anything. But he said, the Lord's speaking straight to me this morning. Because it's not based on emotions. It's based on the Word of God. And your faith believing that which you know that he is and what he said in his word is absolute truth. And if we stand on that and do not abate or step backwards, all things are possible to him that believes. Hallelujah. Let's talk about love for just a moment. And loving him to a place where we're going to go after him and give him what he needs. I don't know if you know it or not, but you are a select group that the Holy Spirit has pulled together and is pulling together to give him something that he's desired in the earth for 2,000 years. And that's an outpouring that brings Jesus back into the earth. Hallelujah. So you've been, let's say this, preordained Somebody said, well, what about your
15:7 switched on you. We were meandering. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask. Oh, I love this. I abide in him. And my words, his words, stay in me, safeguarded in me, and I keep doing them. I keep obeying them. I keep listening. I keep searching or nurturing and safeguarding them. If my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. Amen. This is where we're headed, church. Amen. This is the outpouring. That our words come to pass. Yes. Hallelujah. If we believe, if we come to this part, and we really begin to believe this, that our words come, whatever we ask comes to pass, or whatever we say comes to pass. If we really believe Mark 11:23-24, whatsoever you say, believe that you receive it, you have it. Amen. Then the other side of that point is going to be this. If all our words become powerful because we're keeping his word, Tiro, we're keeping it, we're safeguarding it, it's nurtured inside of us, and when we speak something, it comes to pass. And the closer we get to this outpouring, those things that are inside of us will be revealed. We'll reveal that. But if you really believe that, you're going to know this, that I cannot, like James says, out of the same well cannot flow bitter and sweet water. But it does sometimes. In other words, you cannot believe for this outpouring where signs and wonders take place, and then this is the part where you're going to, I'm glad we took up the offering first. You cannot speak against faith. Or you cannot speak against your brother or sister. Or you cannot speak words. Well, you say, well, those words don't matter. Well, then the other words don't matter either. Because it all comes out of the same place. And we're nurturing this place, this precious ark of the covenant of life, that's word in us, and we're nurturing it so the portion of it that heals little children and brings people into the kingdom of God, those things are so important. But you can't say, well, that's the God stuff. Now I get my stuff. Listen, be careful, little mouth, what you say. And be careful, little ears, what you hear. I hate it when somebody starts telling me about, I'll listen for a little bit, but a little bit's usually enough. If they really, really want me to pray. But oh, does your spirit get grieved when somebody's trying to tell you what somebody else did to them? It's all right for a little bit. But what we ought to do is when somebody goes too far, is just get right down and say, okay, let's all just get together right now and pray for so-and-so. Because brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so has them on their heart. Hallelujah. And we're going to speak every blessing over them. We're going to bless them who despitefully use us and say all manner of things against us. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, since sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so has them on their heart, we just bless them right now in the name of Jesus. We just bless them real good, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we're coming into this thing where we're keeping your word, and whatever we say comes to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cleanse our words, Lord Jesus. I bet you didn't know that there is a book in heaven. What are I bet you wish you had some? there is a book of life. That's the one you definitely want to be in. But there are books, S, plural. And it says out of those books, will we be judged according to the works. And Jesus said, take note of this, that every idle word, in other words, if you thought that the things that you were saying were being written down, chronicled, now I don't know how that works. I really don't know if he has an angel writing all that down or several billion angels writing on. But if you thought everything that you were saying was being chronicled, do you think that sometimes, now it's all right to tease. He knows that. They'll write, he's just kidding. But sometimes we need to go before the throne and say, Lord, I know you've got a bigger eraser. It's called the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything that I've been saying against truth and faith in my life, let it be washed away.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father loved me, so have I loved you, and continue ye in my love. He says, continue in my love. If you keep, teiro, my commandments, you shall abide in my love, and even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Well, this is a perfect, he was the perfect example. He did abide, he abode in his Father's love continually. We have him through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Let's skip back and meander into John 14. Philip asked him a question. There's so much dialogue, we're kind of jumping back and forth, but it's good on each one of these truths. Philip asked him the same question that the world is asking the church. Show us the Father. They're asking, you know, we teach born again around here. In other words, if you need to be born again, we hope we make it plain and simple. It's if you believe on him, trust in him, believe that Christ was died and buried and resurrected for you personally, and you confess him and ask him to come into your life, you shall be born again. And we've got discipleship training on that, and there's so many wonderful truths that we teach on that. But Jesus was, the world, the church has stayed right at that threshold for so many years of just born again that the world has not seen the power of God.
That's right.
It's not seen like the book of Acts. They were getting them born again because signs, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them to believe. The word in the Greek is the word indicator. It indicates that these people, that what they believe is truth because signs come behind it. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the dead are raised, demoniacs are set free, maimed are made whole. And they were having thousands born again. Philip saith unto him in verse 8 of 14, show us the Father, and it'll suffice us, or it'll satisfy us. And Jesus said unto him, and this is the same thing that we ought to be able to now, where we're headed. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Hallelujah. Father, do the works in us. Father, do the works in us. Hallelujah. I was reminded this morning of a prophecy in the Blueprint Prophecies. And it was just something that Gary wrote real quick when he was talking about that he was praying for this service with us. And we're believing God for what God said in those prophecies, that a presence is going to come so strong that we won't want to leave the building. Glory to God. A presence comes so strong that it saturates us, that we feel like we can hardly move. When Isaiah was overrun by the Spirit of God in the temple, the glory of God was so strong that it filled the temple. There's one place that says that the priest could not even attend. They couldn't move because it so paralyzed them with his presence and his glory. I hope you're believing with us for this. But this is what the church needs to see. Jesus said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Hallelujah. In other words, if you don't believe the preaching, believe because you're seeing signs and wonders. And the signs and wonders, the church really has it reversed nowadays. Well, in a certain sense, we just say, well, a lot of churches believe signs and wonders have left, and we just got the word. Thank God the word will get you to heaven. But Jesus said the signs and wonders were indicators. They will indicate and prove that my word is true. Hallelujah. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do. Works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works. Lord, we want these also. Can everybody say also?
Also.
That's me.
That's me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever, okay, here we go. This is one of those fantastic, it doesn't even sound, okay, watch my words, because they're being described in heaven. In the natural, based on what we've seen, this seems so fantastic. But to Jesus, it was just commonplace. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Would you just lift your hands and say, Lord, that's what we're after.
Lord, that's what we're after.
That's what we're after, Father. That's what we're seeking you for. That's what we're believing you for. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep his word with all diligence and patience, even at times without feelings, until all this comes to pass. Hallelujah. If you ask anything in my name, anything, I will do it. Hallelujah. You don't have to turn there. It's just, I love the way that Luke starts out the book of Acts. You know, the book of Acts is the indicators. It's the full signs and wonders. Jesus is gone. He's left the planet. And yet we're going to get all these chapter after chapter of Holy Ghost empowered men and women doing the signs and wonders. And Luke starts out the book of Acts. This is just real simple. Don't turn there because it's just a couple verses. In Acts 1:1, he says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, he's writing to someone, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. Everybody say do and teach.
Do and teach.
We've had a lot of good, wonderful teaching. But we need some doing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. The Amplified says this concerning those two verses. In the former account, he's writing to Theophilus, he says, in the former account which I prepared, Luke was a physician, incredible. Evidently, he researched. He probably, obviously, everything was from the Holy Spirit, but I gather that Luke got his material from the disciples. He went and He followed Paul as a physician. He was with him through most all of his missionary journeys, but he was a journalist and writing things down. You know, when we think about the words of the apostles and stuff, yes, the Holy Spirit could tell them what happened even when they weren't there. But much of what we've got is we know that they were they were right there. They saw it. And so if Luke wasn't there, Luke the physician, later he went to them and says, reaccount. I want to write all this down. And then he's scribing this, and he's writing this and sending this to someone else by the name of Theophilus. And he says, the former account in which I prepared, O Theophilus, I made a continuous report dealing with all the things which Jesus began to do and teach. Hallelujah. Amen. We have got the sworn witness by the Holy Ghost of men that watched Jesus do and teach. Hallelujah. Amen. And before this is all over, people are going to come and say, I not only heard the word, I saw the word. Yes. Yes. I saw the word in action. Until the day when he ascended, after that, through the Holy Spirit, had instructed and commanded the apostles, the special messengers whom he had chosen. Let me read to you something that the Holy Spirit spoke to us in October 30th of 2019. Those of you that are anywhere familiar with the Blueprint Prophecies, you'll remember this one. Intimacy is the hour you live in. This is October 30th, 2019. Many of you are hearing a cry from heaven, says the Spirit of Grace. For I say unto you in your spirit, in that compass beyond all reason. It's beyond the mind. It's deeper than the intellectual thought. The cry of heaven is for you to come away.
Amen.
To come away. Come away with me, says the Spirit of Grace. To you that are hearing this cry, to you it feels like, and he said feels, it feels like it's a discernment on the inside. It feels like there's a desire. There's a desire inside you. You'd just be satisfied to go and sit somewhere and exhaust yourself in prayer, praying the mysteries, that's praying in other tongues, until nothing was left, hour after hour, moment after moment. This is the cry that I'm giving to the church that has ears to hear. Come away with me, my beloved. Come away with me. For I must woo you into a place of intimacy to have you as the forerunners of this great outpouring. Will you do it? See here, this whole thing, all that we do and teach in here, really, and I don't think we should ever, ever, ever get too comfortable. But all that we're talking about with this outpouring or the fullness of the gospel or the kingdom of God, we're on the other side of trying to get you to heaven. That's not what we're trying to do. We're thoroughly convinced you're going there. And there should be a sense of safety inside of you, knowing that's it. What we're petitioning and what the Holy Spirit is petitioning is something that has nothing to do whether you're going to live forever in heaven or not. It's everything to do whether or not you, by your own volition, will give him something that's beyond whether you go to heaven or hell. You're going there. You're going to heaven. Amen. When you find that private place and that corporate place to seek me and sit and come away, will you push back the hours and find room for me and sacrifice time? Will you find the way through my wisdom to steal moments in time to pray and intercede? So I don't have time. Listen, will you find the time to steal the time.
Yeah.
And Candy and I were dating, and I'm more in love with her than I've ever been, but I was so in love with her at 17 or 18, I would try to, you know, come home from high school and I would try, you know, with phone, the phone wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And back then, even at 17 or before you turn, you still, back then, you still had to get permission to do stuff. But I would think of, I would try to figure out, is, now I'm just, I don't know if this is exactly right, but I'm telling you this is about where it was at. Mom, do you need a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk? Because I know there's a store on the other side of the river over there.
Yeah, it's a nice store.
What's that?
It's a nice store.
It's a really nice store. It has Candace Diane on it.
Yeah.
And so, but you make the time for the things that you love. The things that you love, if you love your work, you'll just work, work, work. If you love your kids, you'll spoil them in a good way. But if you love him, you'll find the time. I don't think I got the time, but I'm going to squeeze in the time.
Amen.
To pray and intercede. For I'm laying on my church, male and female, young and old, a desire to pray and desire to intercede. Even those who do not consider themselves intercessors. I'm laying upon you the burden of intercession. For did I not say that my yoke is easy and my burden is light? There is a refreshing in this burden. All who take it on and all who receive it and embrace it find life, says the Spirit of the Lord. There is a death to the flesh, but a life to the Spirit. The trade-off is beyond measure, says the Spirit of grace. The trade-off is beyond measure. Seek me. Find opportunity. Find excuses to steal away and sit with me. In other words, fool your flesh if necessary. Mom, you sure there's not something you need for me to go pick up? Because there's a longing. Find excuses to steal away and sit with me and pray. So much depends on you. You've not even yet realized how much depends on you. You've not yet realized how jealous I am over you. I'm very jealous, he said, very jealous with a godly manner, in a godly manner over you, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I have birthed you for this reason. And therefore, like a mother that would protect her children, or like a father that would watch over to keep back that which would come in to molest or to destroy, my Spirit watches over this place and all other places where this cry is going out and where ears, spiritual ears, are being able to hear these things, says the Lord. I'm very gentle with those. I put on your right hand and on your left hand bumper rails to cause you to be able to know yes to this and no to that, because all things, yes, we do have inside of us a spiritual compass that are born again. No, that's not right. That's good. That's okay. And that's part of this. But it goes beyond that. In this prophecy is not just the moral compass. It's the compass of what's going to steal from my time. What's going to take away? Yes to this and no to that. Because all things, though they are lawful, they are not expedient. Paul said that in his writings. And he was talking about other stuff that wasn't even close to sin, but was of conscience. Though many things might be permissible, they are not expedient to you that are hearing this cry from heaven. Come away, come away, come away with me. My sons and daughters, long after, and he uses this word, lust after with a godly lust, with a desire that exceeds all desires in this earth to know me in intimacy. There's a reward for you, not just in heavenly places, not just when we get there, in times to come, but there is a reward, present tense, says the Spirit of grace. When I wrap my arms around you and use you in intercession to change many things in the days ahead. When you watch these things, I'll witness to you on the inside, your prayers did these things. Your prayers opened up avenues for this one to be healed and that one to be delivered and many things to be set in the progress of this outpouring. You'll rejoice. You'll be exceedingly glad when you watch others, when others cannot understand your joy. You'll be like a mother that gave birth, both male and female. You'll understand the joy of giving birth. This is talking about the joy of interceding and watching things take place. Listen, there were thousands of people, millions maybe, of hundreds of thousands, I think at least, because there was at least 1,000 churches praying Friday night, and people all over the world that were not even in churches praying and praying concerning the war in Iran, because we're not fighting flesh and blood there. And we're not against the Iranian people. The greatest harvest in the world right now is taking place in Iran. Those Muslim people are being born again. And God loves them so much. He's just against the regime, the wicked regime. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to see soon in the days ahead some kind of something. And then we're going to know. You know, the world's not going to know anything about what we were doing. And they're going to say, well, there was a breakthrough. There's something taking place. We know where it came from.
Amen.
The prince of Persia failed.
Yes.
Or was bound up, or
yes,
however you want to say it. I've called you. I saw you before you were born. Having a timelessness in myself, I desired many, many to go this route. But by your own election, you've chosen. So I come to you with jealousy. I come to you with a desire. I'm placing that desire stronger and stronger inside of you. Incredible gladness is in front of you in the days ahead, says the Spirit of grace. You'll be glad for every moment that you fought back the temptation to quit. You'll be glad for every moment that you walk past an offense that could have diverted you from the right hand or to the left. You'll watch the children come in, the little children that'll be healed. You'll watch people from all the walks of life come in and be healed. Yes, the children coming out of the groves, coming out of the pastures, coming out of the places of obscurity. You'll watch them be healed, and you trade another 10 lives for more of the opportunity to give yourself over to this divine intersection, says the Spirit of grace. Intimacy is the hour that you live in. I call you. I call you apart. I desire you as a jealous husband with a godly desire for that which he has received, that which has been given to him. My Father has given me my spouse bride, and I'm very jealous over you. I hold you with the greatest regards. I nurture you wherever I can, and I fill you wherever I can. When you give me this, come away with me. Come away with me, my bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You just lift your hands for a moment. Lord, keeping of your word. Keeping of your word, Jesus, brings about the miracles. The guarding of your word inside of us and producing the doing, Lord, not just the saying, but the doing. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. We glorify you with everything inside of us. Abba, take us to the next level. Take us to this next level, Father, with everything inside of us, Father. We cry out. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus.